It might be easy to think that we live in a world that is devoid of hope, that there's no hope left in the world. You watch the news on TV, or you open your newspaper, or you check the internet news sites, and it seems like all the news that you see there is bad news. You see wars, you see violence, you see poverty, you see the poor economy, you see the politicians' issues, the government issues. It's all bad news. You know, once in a while they'll throw in some fluff piece that makes it feel good, you know, some touchy-feely fluff piece, but really the news for the most part is always bad news. It's rarely good news. We look at people around us and it seems like there's no hope for their future. Either they're so completely worried about the future that they have no hope for it, or there's people who completely just don't worry about the future at all. They live for today, you know, and it is not the positive sense of not worrying about the future. It's the negative sense of I don't care about the future. I'm going to do what I want now and I'm going to live for the now. But there's no hope in either case for a better life in the future. Well, into this hopelessness, we celebrate the Feast of the Ascension. Now, traditionally, the Feast of the Ascension would have been celebrated last Thursday. However, in this diocese, as well as many dioceses, the feast was moved back to this Sunday instead of this normal Sunday of Easter we would celebrate. Well, the Feast of the Ascension is primarily a feast of hope. It's about hope. Now, this hope that I talk about is not your typical wishful thinking. It's not your strong desires. You know, there are many people who might have, you know, they might wish to win the lottery, or farmers might wish for good weather this time of year to do their planting. Instead, this hope that I speak of is the virtue of hope. It's a total trust in God's promise. Trusting that what God has promised, or our Lord Jesus Christ, or the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, what they have promised is trustworthy and will be fulfilled. So this is the hope that we have on this feast day today. The first hope that we receive during this feast is hope for our entrance into heaven. Now, this should be our primary goal as Christians. We should desire above all things to enter into heaven. Well, in this feast, we see our Lord ascending into heaven, going up into heaven. And we believe and we hope that we will one day follow him, that one day all the souls who believe in him will enter into heaven by the same way, by the souls being raised up into heaven, that our Lord, by his ascension, opened the gates for us. We also hope that before we die, while we're still here on earth, that our Lord will guide and encourage us. As he tells us in the gospel today, I am with you always until the end of the age. We hope, we gather in hope and we celebrate this feast in hope that God will give us the strength to overcome life's difficulties, that our Lord Jesus will send the Holy Spirit upon us, and that the Holy Spirit will work in and through us to help us get through the pain and sorrow and difficulties and obstacles that come with life. Finally, our celebration of this feast is in hope that he will one day return. As the angel told the disciples in the first reading, this Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven. We hope that when he returns, that he will restore all creation to himself, that all the effects of original sin in the world, all the pain and the sorrow and the difficulties that we face in the world will be erased. They'll be wiped away. They will be ended by our Lord's return. And that we will eternally join in peace and joy that we seek. We all seek peace and joy. We all want to find that peace and that joy which our Lord has promised us. The problem comes in when we look for it in the wrong place, instead of putting our hope in our Lord that we will receive that peace and that joy. As St. Paul put it in the second reading, may the eyes of your hearts be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope that belongs to his call, what are the riches of glory and is his inheritance among the holy ones, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power for us who believe. Now, as Christians, we truly should be a people of hope. We should desire to trust in our Heavenly Father, trust in our Lord's promises that they will be fulfilled. Now, we don't need to be worried about the shortness of our life. Our life is short by comparison to eternal life. And that shouldn't cause us to worry. You know, we have a promise that there is more to life than what we know and experience here on earth. There is more there. There is more to come even after our earthly death. That the one who promised us this is trustworthy, that we can trust his promises. So may we as Christians live in that hope of our Lord Jesus Christ and bring that hope to others.